Harrison Ashu-Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Biller. The 7:30 a.m. Sports News with Harrison Ashu-Tiku. First, the headlines. The 2024 Joint Cricket Domestic League and Cup of Cameroon tournament kicked off yesterday in Yaoundé. The Confederation of African Nambodo congratulates the government of Cameroon for the successful organization of the Continental Championship in Yaoundé. Semi-final matches of Euro 2024 begins today with Spain to take on France at 8 p.m. The news in full. The 2024 Joint Cricket Domestic League and the Cup of Cameroon tournament for both male and female began yesterday. 12 senior men's cricket club and 10 women's cricket club are involved in the competition that is taking place at Lycée General Leclerc in Yaoundé. It will also feature the Cameroon Cricket Cup finals this Sunday. The men's team shall be partitioned in three pools as follows: Pool A, Academy Cricket Club of Douala, Sixers Cricket Club of Odea, New Star Cricket Club of Garoua, and Spartans Cricket Club of Etukebe. Pool B, Cheta Cricket Club of Bamenda, Pathfinders Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Warriors Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Barons Cricket Club of Mendong. And in Pool C, we have Stallion Cricket Club of Mfo, Trailblazer Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Royal Cricket Club of Boya, and Kopwanya Cricket Club of Yaoundé. Women's team shall be divided into two pools as follows. In Pool A, you have Emergence Ladies Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Western Leaders Ladies Cricket Club of Chang, Falcon Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Dynamic Ladies Cricket Club of Mendong, Baroness Cricket Club of Mendong. Pool B, Academic Ladies Cricket Club of Douala, Companions Ladies Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Warriors Ladies Cricket Club of Yaoundé, Queens 11 Cricket Club of Mendong, and Spartan Ladies Cricket Club of Etukebe. Away from cricket, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Nassim Olekombi, yesterday in Yaoundé received the President of the Confederation of African Nambodo, Kouassi Koumena, and his executives, who expressed satisfaction with the successful organization of the just-ended fifth edition of the African Nambodo Championship, which took place in Yaoundé. Team Cameroon won the championship for the fifth time over the weekend, grabbing 22 medals in the championship that witnessed the participation of 12 countries. 20 of the medals were in gold and 2 in silver. Mission accomplished by Team Cameroon.
Master Lieutenant Domo Blackbird Fordan of Nambodo. Cameroon made a positive impression by qualifying for all the finals. We won the African Championship difficulties for the simple reason that countries such as Senegal, Chad, Ivory Coast are starting to have athletes in all categories. This was one of the best African Nambodo competitions.
And in football, 30 players shortlisted for the 2024 UNIFAC qualifiers ahead of the under-20 AFCON will in Yaoundé today begin their first phase training. The players are expected at the FECAFU headquarters in Chinga, Yaoundé at 10 a.m. before going to the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, where they'll be based. And Coach Ivan Kenyo will also begin to prepare the team ahead of the competition. The country to host the AFCON is yet to be made public. In more football, the final of the 2024 Women's Cup of Cameroon pitting Louvain Profs against Lekefi will take place at the Nwakele Stadium at 3 p.m. on Saturday. The information was made public yesterday by the Secretary General of the Women's Football League, Sidont Kwemche Tangye. We'll now take you out of the country, where Spain and France will battle for the first ticket to the final of Euro 2024 at 8 p.m. We have details with journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe.
After defeating host country Germany in the quarterfinals in front of our home crowd, Spain will take on France, who booted out Portugal through penalty shootout. Today's encounter is seemingly a balanced confrontation, as both teams have shown resilience, composure and great tactical ability on pitch and on paper. The winner is expected today at the blast of the final whistle. Spain and France have met on 36 occasions, with 16 wins for Spain, 13 for France, and 7 draw games. The second semi-final encounter programmed for Wednesday will see 2021 runners-up England take on Netherlands in Dortmund. Both sides have had 22 confrontations, with Netherlands emerging victorious on 7 occasions against 6 for England, leaving them with a draw game in 9 of their meetings. Even though England featured as one of the favorites of the tournament, some football analysts still think Netherlands is a better side on all fronts.
It's going to be a very tough game that might run to extra time, but I'm very much convinced that the Netherlands are the favorite to qualify to the final of the competition. Since 2001, England have been able to secure just a single win out of 9 confrontations against the Netherlands.
It's a wait-and-see battle. On to Copa America, Lionel Messi and Argentina face Canada today for the first semi-final encounter, while Uruguay will take on Colombia tomorrow, July 10, to battle for the last ticket to the final on Sunday. Argentina are in for a back-to-back win, while James Rodriguez is chasing his first senior trophy with Colombia. In the Olympic Games, Guinea have defeated Indonesia to book a place in the Paris 2024 Olympics. They are drawn in Group A alongside host France, USA, and New Zealand.
Journalism student on internship, Pewejo, bringing us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.